European Bishops Decry Russia's Brutal Military Aggression. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 16, 2022. Rome, Italy, the Plenary Assembly of the European Bishops has called for Russia to lay down its arms and desist in its invasion of Ukraine. In an October 14 statement appealing for peace in Ukraine, the Assembly of the Bishop Delegates of the European Union, EU, Episcopates urged Russia to immediately suspend the hostilities against Ukraine while calling on all parties to work towards a solution to the conflict. In their statement, the bishops expressed their deep sadness at the horrific human suffering inflicted on our brothers and sisters in Ukraine by the brutal military aggression initiated by the Russian authorities. The prelates also offered their prayers for the victims and their families and underscored their closeness to the millions of refugees, mostly women and children, who have been forced to leave their homes, as well as to all who suffer in Ukraine and in the neighboring countries because of this madness of war. Along with the current situation, the bishops also voiced deep concern that recent actions risk increasing further expansion of the continuing war, with disastrous consequences for humanity, probably in reference to Russia's threats of using nuclear arms and the annexation of four Ukrainian territories. The war in Ukraine affects us directly as citizens of the European Union, the bishops wrote, where many find themselves in increasingly dramatic socio-economic hardship due to the energy crisis, rising inflation and the soaring cost of living. Reiterating their full support for the European Union project and its founding vision, the bishops thanked European decision-makers for their tireless efforts in showing solidarity with Ukraine and in mitigating the consequences of the war for European citizens, while also encouraging them to maintain their unity and commitment to the European project. In conclusion, the prelates again issued a strong appeal to the aggressors, immediately to suspend the hostilities, and to all parties to open themselves up to negotiation of serious proposals for a just peace, to work towards a solution to the conflict, which respects international law and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. Follow at Williams Rome.